when you're getting the cotton up out of the ground, you say you, when it comes up out of the ground, what do you have to do?
Well, I'll tell you what you have to do when you come up out of the ground. Come up out of the ground, got to go down and rake it out, keep the grass out. Sometimes we bored it off so we could rake it off. Take a plow, go in there, scrub down a little bit of hole in the plow, bore it, cutting off. Then take your hose and go in there, you see, and chop it out. Then you thin it out. See? All right. Then we could, we have a sweep and a shovel, then. So we have one to sweep up, the, what we call sweeping up cotton, there. Just put a little shovel and a sweep on there. Rub down the road, see that little, bring that back to that pot. Cover up that little grass.
Now about mid-July was when your cotton was...
Well, I tell you, we usually laid by cotton and stuff long in July. Then about September last fall, we had to go picking cotton.
Yeah. What kind of grass would come up in your field, in your cotton field?
Well, more or less, we had, you know, we called it crop grass. You didn't have much vermouth on stuff like that back in them days, like, but called it crop grass, weeds. That's the grass that I told you about. I have seen folks pull some of that and use it for hay.
Yeah. The type thing you break ground with in the spring would be a what?
Well, we had Avery. That old Avery plow, get your horse through and that'll break it. Then you have Georgia stock, put a ton plow on there, and you break it out with
it. Did you have one?
You make beds, you make beds with ton plow. Shovels, you just plow out there.
A turning plow.